At the same time, his estate is so well run by robots and so self-sufficient that there is no reason for him to have to meet his neighbor. The desire not to do so led to the development of ever more perfect viewing equipment, and as the viewing equipment grew better, there was less and less need ever to see one's neighbor. It was a reinforcing cycle, a kind of feedback, do you see?
Bailey said, Look here, Dr. Quemmott, you don't have to make all this so simple for me. I'm not a sociologist, but I've had the usual elementary courses in college. It's only an Earth college, of course. Bailey added with a reluctant modesty designed to ward off the same comment in more insulting terms from the other. But I can follow mathematics.
Mathematics? Said Quemmott,
his voice squeaking the last syllable. Well, not the stuff they use in robotics, which I wouldn't follow, but sociological relationships I can handle. For instance, I'm familiar with the Terman relationship.
The what, sir?
Well, maybe you have a different name for it. The differential of inconveniences suffered with privileges granted. D.I. sub J taken to the nth.
What are you talking about?
It was the sharp and peremptory tone of a spacer that Bailey heard, and he was silenced in bewilderment. Surely the relationship between inconveniences suffered and privileges granted was part of the very essentials of learning how to handle people without an explosion. A private stall in the community bathroom for one person, given for cause, would keep X persons waiting patiently for the same lightning to strike them. The value of X varying in known ways with known variations in environment and human temperament, as quantitatively described in the Terman relationship. But then again, in a world where all was privilege and nothing inconvenience, the Terman relationship might reduce to triviality. Perhaps he had chosen the wrong example. He tried again.
Well, look, sir, it's one thing to get a qualitative fill-in on the growth of this prejudice against seeing, but it isn't helpful for my purposes. I want to know the exact analysis of the prejudice so I can counteract it effectively. I want to persuade people to see me as you are doing now.
Mr. Bailey, said Quemmott, you can't treat human emotions as though they were built about a positronic brain.
I'm not saying you can. Robotics is a deductive science, and sociology an inductive one. But mathematics can be made to apply in either case. There was silence for a moment. Then Quemmott spoke in a voice that trembled.
You have admitted you are not a sociologist.
I know. But I was told you were one. The best on the planet.
I am the only one. You might almost say I have invented the science.